When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Maxx.
Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Caldwell Banker Real Estate. I'm just, Maxi, I'm happy my Christmas lights stayed on the trees last night with those.
Oh my gosh, I got up at 4 in the morning and just watched what I could watch of this. And, you know, we had bricks coming off, not dangerous, but we had a tarp over an outdoor furniture and the bricks blew off. I don't know how, but it blew off of that, and no casualties, no problems. But and then I thought this morning when I got up, I thought this is going to be one of those where I take one. Everybody in Minnesota is aware of this day, where you take one step on the driveway and you just start to slide. You know, yeah. We've all done that, and it wasn't. And I was thankful for that. And I just ran to the store and to the coffee shop in between since last time I talked to you. And the roads on the back roads anyway were good, so I was happy to see that.
My driveway was icy this morning, and I still have flashbacks, Maxi. I walked down my driveway a few years ago, walking my dog, Leo, and I can't blame Leo for this. It was just me not paying attention, and I fell on the ice and broke my ankle. And I went into urgent care, and they said, yeah, it's broken. And I told them how it happened, and the doctor looked at me and goes, oh, man, you gotta find a better story.
Yeah, it makes something up here. Here, we've got six stories over here in the files that we use for our patients.
Can you please work on
pick
your story?
One of these.
Yeah. Walking your dog, man? Really? Yeah. Oh, man. So, look, growing up, rooting for Penn State, Ohio State was our nemesis. We referred to him as Suburban Meyer. And, look, I don't want anybody to lose their job. He's out at the Jaguars less than a year. Are you surprised by that?
No. I didn't think he'd come back. I didn't know if they let him finish the year, but it just wasn't trending. Now, I'm not down there, and you got to kind of be in the bowels of it, but obviously what GMs will do and ownership groups is, you know, if they're smart, they're surveying, they're talking to players, they're saying, you know, is he landing, is his message landing, or players are coming in and saying, this isn't working, whatever it is, there's usually pretty good reason to believe. And I think for the case of Urban Meyer, it was probably pretty easy to say, you know what, whether we have him for the rest of the year or not, it just doesn't look like he lines up as an NFL coach. And so minimize our losses and let's move on. But I mentioned before Daryl Bevel, who I knew when he's up here, is down there. And Regis Eller is part of that team, too, I think. He, Carl Eller's son, is a scout down there. So I hope that their jobs are safe or that they can survive this. I always think of that first. But he can get back in the college game anytime he wants. And, of course, he's got millions and millions and millions based on his body of work as a college football coach, so he can do anything that he wants at the college game. He'd be coveted. I just don't know if he wants to still do that.
The Jaguars GM played football at Bemidji State.
Is that right?
Mulkey. Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, sure.
I didn't
yeah, Balky. Yeah, he was with San Francisco. Balky, yeah. Now he's at Jacksonville. Yep. And we've got a St. John's kid at Seattle, and we've got at San Francisco. We've got Shobey, who's the president, all kinds of them from here.
Hey, big win for the Wolves last night. It is a joy. Most nights watching the Wolves this year, they beat up on Denver 124-107. What's your takeaway there?
Well, when they're healthy, they're pretty good. And to have Beverly back and everybody healthy was pretty good. But last night was just one of those nights you can't explain. And in the league, in the NBA, you see these once in a while where you go, my gosh, they're going to cool down here pretty soon. And they never did. They had 75 points at the half. 40 in the first quarter, 16 threes in the first half. Anthony wow. Edwards was unbelievable. He had 10 threes and 38 points. And he plays with that cocky confidence and where he makes the shot and he just kind of smiles like, you know, of course I did that, you know. Towns had a good yeah. game. I mean, everybody played pretty well. Jaden McDaniels had a couple of shots. Now, you know, they get the Lakers on Friday, so it'll be different. But that was just a fun game to watch. Enjoy them when you can on those nights.
Yeah. Absolutely. And speaking of hoops, big night for Gopher women. Big win against Ohio, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, and that was a crazy game. 99-93, Sarah Scali had 37 points, and it was almost a mirror to the Timberwolves. I mean, they were shooting threes, and they were making threes, and Ohio got back in it in this case and made a threat late, but the Gophers were able to hold them off. So that was, that was a good win for the Gophers, because it was a non-conference piece before they go back into the Big Ten, but they needed that.
Max, I don't know how you do it, man. You got to be watching like 12 different TV channels at once.
I do, man. When I'm doing my radio show, I got the TVs on. I'm watching like two or three games, and then if I'm not doing radio that night, then I got like two, three TVs on, and I'm watching different games and trying to, you know, you just want to make sure you hit all the highlights. But the most fun though isn't that. It's going out, and you know, Dave Lee and I are going to MC a thing for college referees and high school and pro referees today. At Mancini, so I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to have a little shtick and a little bit of fun. And yesterday I was out and about, and at lunch I ran into the Wild are playing Buffalo tonight, and Casey Middlestead from Eden Prairie plays for Buffalo, and I ran into his grandmother Linda, very near and dear, a Gaylord resident at one time, and Casey's hurt, so he's not making the trip. He's out for a little while, but Buffalo's had a tough year this year, and they get the Wild tonight, and of course the Wild are having pretty good days too.
Yes, they are. You're still the pride of Gaylord, Maxie. Okay.
No, sir, man. They would face the water tower there if they ever saw me. Some of the stuff that I did there that nobody knows about, Paul, I'm just saying, okay?
Hey, it was before the internet, before social media, thank the Lord.
We used to chuck snowballs at cars. I don't even want to tell you some of the crazy things we did.
You were a bad influence, but you turned out okay, Mike. You did.
Those were good days back there, absolutely.
Maxie, thank you. Hang in there. Be safe out there.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. Patrick Raykamp with a business update next.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.